Sentencing is set in the October 2023 killing of a Smith Township woman. August 17th, the date for 34-year-old Nicholas Cunningham of Alliance, who pleaded guilty Friday in the death of 44-year-old Gina Wade, who was found dead at her home in the 18,000 block of Courtney Road. Police have released little information, including how Wade died. She and Cunningham knew each other, and at one point she had a protection order against him. He was set to stand trial August 17th in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court, after results of a third psychiatric evaluation were shared with attorneys in July. Trial begins Monday for two Canton police officers accused in the death of Frank Tyson. Officers Bo Shinegi and Camden Birch charged in Common Pleas Court with reckless homicide and have pleaded not guilty. The charges stem from the April 2024 death of the 53-year-old Canton Township man after police responded to a disturbance at the AmVets Club on Sherrick Road Southeast. Prosecutors say Tyson was restrained by officers, became unresponsive, and later died at a hospital. Woman facing a felonious assault charge after Canton police say she stabbed her live-in boyfriend. Officers called to the 300 block of 12th Street Northwest shortly after 8:45 Thursday night. 23-year-old Ayanna McCall was arrested after allegedly stabbing 23-year-old Drayon Young in the back during an argument. He was taken to a local hospital with serious injuries. McCall was arraigned today in municipal court. Man facing charges after Canton police allege he broke into multiple buildings for social media attention. 19-year-old David Bukowski of Akron turned himself in Thursday and was arraigned the same day in municipal court, where he pleaded not guilty to criminal trespass and criminal mischief charges. Police say the incidents happened between April 10th and July 8th and involved at least 16 locations in Canton, including the Stark County Public Defender's Office, Old Stone Chapel, and the Renkert Building. Bond set at $20,000, a pretrial hearing set for next Wednesday. Former Canton man will spend 40 years in prison after being convicted of sexually exploiting four minors. 46-year-old Shannon McTighe of Thornville was sentenced Tuesday in Columbus Federal Court. He pleaded guilty in February to sexual exploitation of a minor and possession of child pornography. Investigators found about 300,000 images and videos of child sexual abuse on his electronic devices. McTighe was arrested by the FBI in Canton in June 2025. Woman sentenced after a crash in Perry Township that killed a bicyclist. 32-year-old Margaret Fye of Perry Township pleaded guilty Thursday to aggravated vehicular homicide, failure to stop after an accident, OVI, and driving without a license. 32-year-old Timothy Coverdale of Canton was riding home from work October 31st when he was rear-ended on Whipple Avenue Northwest. Fye was given a prison term of 6 to 9 years. Not guilty, the verdict for a Barberton man accused of killing a Canton man. Summit County Common Pleas Judge Mary Margaret Rowlands acquitted 26-year-old Justice Oney of murder, abduction, and felonious assault in the April 2025 death of 25-year-old Nathan Flight. Rowlands heard the evidence and returned a verdict in the bench trial Thursday. The defense claimed Oney acted in self-defense after Flight approached him with a knife during a domestic dispute. The Stark County Sheriff's Office says a missing woman has been found safe. 70-year-old Sarah Jo Tetro had been last seen Thursday morning walking away from the 6800 block of Sun Valley Avenue Northeast in Plain Township. No other details were available. A former Alliance Community Hospital chaplain is appealing his 25 to 27-year prison sentence in a child porn case. 38-year-old Nicholas Sabella filed an appeal with the 7th District Court, challenging both his guilty plea and sentence. Sabella pleaded guilty in May to 56 felony counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor and was sentenced last month in Mahoning County Court. His attorney argues the plea was not knowingly, intelligently, or voluntarily made. Shearer's Foods says its corporate headquarters will remain in downtown Massillon despite the building being up for sale. The Independent reports the snack food company has signed a lease extension that would keep its offices on Lincoln Way East through September 2032. City officials say the property sale will not impact Shearer's operations or its presence in Massillon. The four-story office building has been home to the company's headquarters since 2012. Carnation Days continue at Beach Creek Gardens as part of the Carnation Festival today until 4 o'clock. Tours of the Haynes House and Mabel Hartzell home continue. Days in the Park continues from 4 until 9 with a pet show at the JC Shelter at 6 o'clock. Music is provided at 6 by the band In Like Flynn. A driver's in the hospital after a single vehicle crash in Columbiana County. The wreck happened just before 8 Thursday night near State Route 14 and McCluskey Road in Fairfield Township. The Highway Patrol says the vehicle left the roadway and crashed into the woods. First responders found the vehicle split in half. The driver's condition is unknown. The crash is under investigation.